أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Again, come back to you and talking about the interpretation of the iftitah supplication. Imam said, Allahumma inni aftatihu thana'a bihamdik. The very beginning of glorification is with hamd. And he adds, وَأَنْتَ مُسَدِّدٌ لِلصَّوَابِ بِمَنِّكِ. You are the one who help us to be on the right path with your help. وَأَيْغَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ في موضع العفو والرحمة. I'm sure that you are the most compassionate, the most merciful. Where and when? في موضع العفو والرحمة. In the position of forgiveness and compassion. وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنغمة. On the contrary, you are أشد المعاقبين, at the highest point of punishment, the most serious punisher on the occasion of punishing and revenge. وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة. One simple translation. O Allah, إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك. I begin the song of glorification with your praise. All my glorification begins with your praise. بحمدك. You, from your bounties, أنت مسدد للصواب بمنك. You, from your bounties, gives out freely the truth and salvation. صواب means truthness and فلاح, salvation. Why we go to the path of salvation? This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides gift to us. Guidance is a gift. Sending prophets and the divine books, scriptures, these are all gifts to the humanity. So you, from your bounties, gives out freely the truth and salvation. I know for certain that you are the most merciful in disposition of forgiveness and mercy. وَأَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فِي مَوْضِعِ الْعَفْوَ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. I know for sure, I know for certain, that you are the most merciful in disposition of forgiveness and mercy. But very exacting at the time of giving exemplary punishment and chastisement to the wrongdoers. وَأَشَدُّ الْمُعَاقِبِينَ فِي مَوْضِعِ النَّكَالِ وَالنَّغْمَةِ. I'm sure, without any doubt, that you are very exacting at the time of giving exemplary punishment and chastisement. To whom? To the wrongdoers. If I want to provide you a general point when we review iftitah supplication, what are the major themes in this supplication? I believe that this dua, this supplication, is providing at the beginning the pillars of the Islamic belief system. What are the pillars in the Islamic belief system? Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prophethood, and belief in the day of resurrection, the day of judgment. Interestingly, these three pillars are included throughout this supplication to be highlighted for the believers. So when you go through Dua al-Iftitah, what are the messages that you take? The very first message is strengthening the pillars of Islamic belief system. So for those Wahhabis who blame Shia that they are siding, distancing from Quran, and they side with the supplication. At the beginning, I told you that according to the school of Ahlul Bayt, the very first recommendation for all people, for all Muslims during the month of Ramadan is recitation of the Holy Quran. Nothing has the value of recitation of the Holy Quran. But beside the recitation of the Holy Quran, we have the opportunity to recite supplications. And these supplications are not man-made, are not made by us, the lay people. These supplications are provided by Ahlul Bayt. They are the people who gifted these supplications to us. And for example, when you review the Iftitah supplication, the major themes in this supplication are centered around highlighting the Islamic belief system. In the Islamic ideology or in the Islamic belief system, what are the pillars? Just please, tonight, go and recite Dua al-Iftitah one more time. With this point in mind, that what are the major themes? When you go through the whole Dua, it's about 2-3 pages. When you go through the whole Dua, you will realize that the whole supplication is divided into 3 parts. Part number 1, centered around divine names and attributes. This is oneness. Second part are centered around prophethood and the qualifications and characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Added with the highlighting of imamet, the institution of imamet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the last part is due to talk about the day of resurrection and the responsibilities and questions that we will have there. So the whole dua is centered around 3 major parts: divine names and attributes, prophethood and imamet, and finally, talking about the day of resurrection. So, in my interpretation during the next sessions, I will try to talk with you about these 3 parts. My whole interpretation, my whole talk with you will be centered around 3 major parts, which this dua is divided to 3 parts: divine names and attributes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then prophethood and imamet, which begins with Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and ends with Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and finally talks and warns us about the day of resurrection. In next sessions, we'll talk about these 3 parts, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.